Medical missionary work. The first step in the line of medical missionary work in Australia was the opening of the health home in Sydney in late 1896. The next step was the publishing of a health journal, The Herald of Health, launched in Melbourne in 1898. As the Battle Creek Sanitarium Health Food Company in the mid-1890s forged ahead in making wheat flakes, a coffee substitute, caramel cereal, and in the development of vegetable protein meat substitutes, beginning with peanut butter and soon more sophisticated products as nuttose and nut cheese, a serious interest along these lines began to emerge in Australia. But it was in the winter of 1898 that the various lines of medical missionary work really began to blossom in Australia. One matter of concern was that of priorities in the use of available funds. Responding in June to questions asked by A.G. Daniels, president of the Union Conference, Ellen White enunciated two principles. All should be able to see eye to eye before we determine how means shall be appropriated. It is necessary that we see how we stand financially in all our lines of work. I am fully in harmony with the medical missionary work, but that mission must, to a large extent, make its own way, and be self-supporting. And it will be this if it is conducted properly.